Dragonfly?
Yeah, Dragonfly, that's it.
Okay, okay. That thing's pretty weird looking, you know.
Well, they are, really. And you don't see too many of them. I never seen too many of them. I'm not too familiar with them, because you don't see too many of them. I guess I just don't get out where they, but the old katydids and locusts and things like that.
Uh-huh.
We just have katydids here so bad, but in the afternoon, sometimes we sit on porch, we can't even hear ourselves talk.
Well, we make that much noise.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the crickets. We have a lot of crickets.
Uh-huh.
It's that real damp, and the crickets are real, real bad. They get inside,
uh-huh.
And they'll eat your clothes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Crickets will. Uh-huh. They're real bad with holes.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to a place where there's holes, they'll just eat a pair of holes up overnight. I mean, you know, so many holes in.
Yeah. Isn't there some other kind of insect that eat your clothes up?
Moths.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you have many of those in
there? Yeah. Oh, real bad.
Yeah.
You have to constantly keep spraying, and we have mothballs, that you put out for that. You put in your seat chest or wherever you're going to store your clothes, mm-hmm. in your bags, you know, in the winter, in the summer when you put your winter clothes up.
Mm-hmm.
When you put them in the garment bags, you usually put the mothballs in there,
yeah.
In the chest, wherever you put your clothes. You usually get those treated. Nearly everyone gets those treated, because a lot of people store their clothes if they have furs and things that. But I have one treated bag that I hang. I have a coat that, one coat has a deep fur collar, but. And I keep it in that. Well, it holds six garments,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to put anything in that. It's a zipper, it's treated.
Yeah.
Mothballs. I put mothballs in. Just everybody. A lot of times, I just put them down in the pockets of the things, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Keep them out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there very many kinds of flowing water in this area?
Mm-mm.
As opposed to a pond or something?
No.
Where it stands still?
No, not too much.
Mm-hmm. I know there's the river out there.
Uh-huh, backwater.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call that, backwater.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, that's the water that backs up when the river gets out. You know, the water,
yeah.
It leaves this water standing,
mm-hmm.
and it's called backwater.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Are there any smaller kinds of flowing water? I mean, not as big as a river?
Yeah, creeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then this little thing that you cross over here is a bog chitter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Is that something like a creek? Or
uh-huh, it's something like a creek. And you should see it when it's out. That bog over here, it will get out overnight. And it will be a mile wide.
Wow.
Overnight.
Uh-huh.
There's so many creeks, little creeks and things that flow into it, mm-hmm. until it will just get, if we have just real, real hard rain, say for an afternoon and a night, the next morning that thing will be a mile wide.
Mm-hmm. What did people used to call, say, if it just rained real hard just for a short time?
Downpour?
Mm-hmm. It's like we had yesterday.
Yeah. Just a downpour.
Okay. How about if it just a couple sprinkles came down?
Showers.
Okay.
April showers.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what we had in now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
April showers.
How about if it was thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had last night. Warnings.
Yeah.